I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to thank you for downloading this episode recorded live at the Festival Club at Max Watts House of Music during the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Ah, the memories. Anyway, one, thank you for downloading this. And also, if you came out on that late school night on a Tuesday night, 11:30, thank you for coming out. It was a very, very good time. In this episode, you're going to hear Hamish Blake, Jason Byrne, Becky Lucas, and Sean Patton, who are all very, very funny. If they ever come to your town, go and see them and support them. Anyway, speaking of going to towns, I'm currently on the Melbourne Comedy Festival Roadshow. I'm along with Dave Callan, who's been on the show plenty of times, Durok J. Sinner, and also Eleanor Tennant. So if you are in Swan Hill, I'm there tonight. If you're downloading this the day it comes out. On the 27th of April, I'm in Kahuna. 28th of April, I'm in Mildura. On the 1st of May, Wodonga. 2nd of May, Pakenham. 3rd of May, Bayswater. 4th of May, Werribee. 5th of May, Ringwood. 6th of May, Frankston. Then I'm having a bit of time off. But if you're in places like Newcastle or its surrounds, I'm going to be there later in June. So make sure you come on out. Anyway, enough from me. Enjoy this episode. It's super, super funny. A little bit's been edited out, but it's still pretty long. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll catch you at one of the live shows. All right, bye. Hello! And welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle. I host this, thank you. Just by round of applause, who has seen or heard the podcast before? Who has never heard it and just came because we've got pretty good guests tonight? Yes. When I say pretty good, fucking amazing guests. Anyway, so what I normally do, I start the show by saying, who on the internet with my name have I discovered this week? And this week I discovered a man called Josh Earle, who is getting married on the 26th of July, and his gift registry is online. So if you're going to that wedding, get in quick because the only things left are items under $20 or over $500. So you're going to be a cheapskate or very, very poor. Anyway, what I do in this podcast is I bring out four very, very funny people and we quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Okay, our first guest is a broadcaster and a TV host. He shares his name with a guitarist from Brisbane, a New Zealand man whose personalised number plate is obsessed. O-B-S-E-S-E-D. And if Facebook is to be believed, about 40 other people who look exactly like him also share his name. Can you please put your hands together and welcome Hamish Blake?
Hello. I might go after nailing that. I'm number seven of one of those imposters. I can't be here tonight.
I thought you might have been all of them and just you couldn't really understand how Facebook worked every time you logged in. Yeah.
I'm flat out. Yeah, I've got to log in again, start from scratch. Oh, it's good. But yeah, up over 10 friends, hit me up, click me up. I'm very young.
The beard is new. For the listener at home, Hamish has a beard.
I do have a beard. You gotta have stuff to do. You know, you gotta... I mean, we stopped doing the radio show at the end of last year, and I don't know what Andy's been doing, but I am doing a little something every day. I'm just clicking. I can go to bed at night with my rule. I measure it, another nanometer, feeling good. It's just great to achieve things every single day, and the beard brings you that.
Great.
I actually started growing it January 1. I was like, I need a New Year's resolution, and I was looking at a list of difficult ones, and I went... If I just don't cut it, it will grow. Like, I'll be able to... I'm one of those people that, like, you know, when you do a to-do list, you're always, like, put get up and have breakfast at the start just to get a few easy ticks going. And so I was like, this seems like an easy tick, getting a beard.
Yeah.
And my wife, I'd never grown one, and my wife Zoe was like, oh, you know, you should grow a beard. This is January 1. By about February 1st, it was starting to come in. I was self-conscious about it because I was like, oh, it's not really working, but it's a bit scratchy. But I had a moment, like a real moment of going, maybe this looks all right. And so I was like, I'll sort of comb it and I'm going to walk into the bedroom and like present it properly. And so, you know, just me and the beard having a moment in the mirror, I was like, this is it. Let's do it. We've been working on this. We got this. So I walked in and I was like, so are you happy with how it's coming in? Like, because I'm sort of acting like she'd requested it. And she was like, are you doing that for me? Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. Get rid of it. Okay. So now it's just me and the beard. We're just best buddies, literally.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with a UK data scientist, a Las Vegas illusionist.
I thought it was the data scientist. I was so excited.
And an Irish sports journalist, but the one we have here is comedian Jason Byrne, everyone.
In real life.
Man.
Hi, boys.
Welcome.
Oh, wow. I haven't been here in years. I love this place.
You used to host here.
I used to host here with Adam Hills, and the gigs went on long. Because we were emceeing all the time, and we would want to go on to like 4 or 5 in the morning.
If you guys had to queue up to get in, it's because it was just finishing.
Yeah, it was. We went on a lot, you know, and we used to play with Adam's foot quite a lot.
Well, if you want to play with mine, you can. That's fine.
Like, well, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't know that Adam had a fake foot, and we would basically, you know, actually over here unstrap it, and then he'd come on and pretend he fucking broke it. This is years ago. People are going, what the fuck? They know, they knew Adam, but like not that well. And they're going, what the poor fucker?
He was always behind.
And then
the
we
desk.
Used to do, in Edinburgh, in Scotland, we used to do a Terminator thing. Do you remember Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Where the guy changes metal and all, and he kind of goes, murr, murr, and he changes, and he gets stuck. Well, Adam used to let his foot fly off behind. And then a stump would get stuck in the stage and shit. And
you would melt into a puddle doing this, just going, oh. Yeah.
And you know what we did? Because like, he lived with me in Ireland, and he used to tell the Irish people that he lost his foot. He lost his foot in a shark accident.
Yeah, we don't call them attacks. We just call them accidents.
Oh, yeah.
We're just usually riding a shark around.
Yeah.
But if you have an accident, they'll nibble it off.
Well, sharks are accident prone.
What's that, sorry?
They're accident prone. Sharks are. So they don't mean to bite your foot off. They're
they just don't know how to express their love.
They're probably just, yeah.
Too affectionate.
They're just smiling. And then your leg gets caught in them.
Also joining us.
Oh, yeah, we better stop talking. That's what you meant. You see what happens? Whoopsie dupsie.
This is the second of Spicks and Specs. He doesn't waffle on.
Yeah. That's what happens. Well done.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with a Canberra lawyer, a closed captioner from California, and the owner of Healthy World Pharmacy in Brisbane. Yes. Can you welcome, though, comedian Becky Lucas? Hi, Becky.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Have to him.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
How's think you're selling out all over the place?
Yeah,
this
I know.
Festival.
It's so good.
She's in every venue.
Yeah. Getting busy. My name out there, so, yeah.
Now, you're from Brisbane. Do you know Healthy World Pharmacy?
Yeah.
You own it,
apparently. I bought a lot of dandruff shampoo for there. I've got problem dandruff.
Well, then you've bought the right product.
Is that why you're wearing a white T-shirt?
Yeah, it actually is. I can't wear black. People see. And they know I'm weak.
So me and Jason would just look so arrogant to you right now.
Yeah.
Wearing black like a couple of juicy scalped assholes.
Yeah.
But we're old, so that shit doesn't happen to us anymore.
I know.
Because dandruff is a young thing. It means you're alive.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen to us.
You've got a new head bursting through the old one.
I think you're thinking of cradle cap. That's what that is. That's dandruff is cradle cap.
Is that you have cradle cap?
That's how young she is, yeah. And finally is a man who shares his name with a security auditor in Idaho, an Atlanta real estate agent, and a New York City firefighter. Can you please welcome its comedian, Sean Patton? Yes!
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
That wasn't enough for me. I need a little more go. I fight fucking fires!
Comedian Sean Patton!
That's what I needed! Thank you!
That's
Thank
better.
You. Thank you. It's an honor to be up here with some of the brightest minds on this stage right now, tonight. It's an honor.
We're gonna solve shit up here.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Problems? Ask us anything.
Now, how are you doing, Sean? This is the second time you've been in the country.
Second time.
And the first time, you want to tell the people where you went the first time, what great parts of our great country you went to the first time.
I've never been to Sydney. Brisbane, don't know it. Perth, never been. Mulwala, fucking been there. Bendigo, know it. Own a timeshare. Swan Hill. You ever been to fucking Swan Hill? I ate Parma in Swan Hill because I didn't have a choice. Because I ordered food and they brought me a Parma. And I said, it's not what I ordered. And they brought it back with more ham, and I guess that was when I ate it, and I did, and it was delicious. And I tell you right now, I have a criminal record. I played mailbox baseball when I was 18 years old, and unfortunately there was mail in the boxes. So it's a federal thing, so it's on my record forever. I can never have it expunged, so I have to claim it whenever I go to any country, and Australia, by far, most chill.
What's the crime? Like mail, just destroying
it's
mail?
Destruction of public property. But because there's mail in it.
Yeah, the mail is the thing.
Mail.
We have a comedy defense in Australia too. So we like, everyone's a bit more relaxed on funny crimes.
Yeah.
it's like criminals are where, what this island started as. So like, get in here, you fuck. What is that? What do you got? Destruction of property. That's where my great grandfather ended up here.
According to their families, they only stole bread, though. That was the only thing they stole when they came out. It was just all the Irish stealing bread.
Sorry, what was that racist comment?
It wasn't. How was that?
Like, why is it like, you know, this... Oh.
It wasn't racist.
Do you know what? You know what? I was doing a show last night, like a TV show, and basically, somebody said, it was like something to do with Ireland or whatever, and the whole panel on the other side started doing Irish accents.
I won't do it.
And they were there going, oh, to know the morning and the top and the ting and the tie.
That is a good
Irish. It's because
we
have real racism here, so we're like, okay.
Yeah. No. Like, if that was like an Indian panel, you know what I mean? And they were talking about India, you're not going to go, oh my God, worried about your death.
Yeah. That's but because we did all that 20 years ago on TV here. We don't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, but you still do fucking top of the morning diddly die fucking shit.
Still getting a big laugh. Yeah.
All right, let's play the game. Some of us have to go to work.
Are we
going to
do a thing? We're going to do a thing as well.
We're going to do a thing. Yeah, it's not just us talking. Okay, our first game is called Social...
I was trying to save the world there.
It's called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by you four. So I've gone through all your Twitter. Shit. And I'll read out a status update. If you think you know who tweeted it, say your name, that's your buzzer, and say who you think tweeted it. You can't buzz in for your own ones. So put your poker faces on. Here's the first one. So who do you think...
I've just realised, I'm not sure I've been on Twitter since the last time I did this show.
I was going to say, I don't feel like you're active on Twitter, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
I'm like Vesuvius on Twitter. I had like an active few days, and then I've just gone dormant.
All right, let's see then. Here we go. Question one. All men should be given a vasectomy at 13. At 25, you become eligible for the reversal once you provide a diploma and or proof of employment.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Jason Byrne?
No, it was Sean Patton. A point there for Sean.
But live in a country of 375 million people, 276 million of them are total assholes. There needs to be stricter. And I would love to have gotten a vasectomy. I don't know why I'm doing this podcast like I'm hanging off the side of a mountain.
Listen to me! I have to record this! I don't care if death is imminent! I've had one.
I had one.
I'm looking
into it.
That's maybe why you thought that was
a vasectomy. You've had one?
I've had one, yeah, last year.
But is it gone now?
Is what gone?
That's castration.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, that was... Right. Thank you for clearing that up.
That's not what happens.
That's not what you want the doctor to say when you wake up. Good news, we found a dick and balls scanner. We got rid of it.
I love the mystery of a vasectomy because like a lot of people don't know this, is that including Sean.
Definitely.
Is that they cut your tubes, yeah? They cut them and put a little clip on them, and then literally all your mates, they ask, like, can you still, like, do you still, like, you know, ejaculate? Do you know what I mean? Which you do, because that comes from your prostate. Literally, the amount of people who don't know this is fucking amazing, right?
Yeah.
Because blokes pretend they know, and they go, oh, yeah, no, it comes from your balls. It doesn't come from your balls, right?
That's exactly what my internal monologue was.
Yeah, you see, right? So it comes out, right, and literally, and it's brilliant, because I said, no, you don't get a vasectomy. It doesn't cut off everything. It's not like when you're actually climaxing, your cock is going to dry retch.
Right.
So it's not like when your brother kinks the hose in the backyard.
And your cock is literally coming, and you're...
So you still have to be like, wait, should I get a towel?
Yeah.
It still all comes out. And that's the one that, here's a bit of a fact, there's only 2% sperm in all your gloop. There you go.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, Hamish
with a final round of this show. Like, yeah.
Hamish with a microscope going, I'll be the judge of that.
Damn, at 1.7.
That's what I heard. It's like setting a hose from spray to mist.
No, like, nothing changes. Okay. No, everything just keeps shooting out because my wife was looking at a head-on just to see.
I assume it still hit her
in the forehead as usual.
But you mean...
I think
when you
we
say
should
everything.
All go get... All this room, let's go get vasectomied up tonight.
Who's
sponsored
in?
By the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I'm scared because...
And kombucha.
Jason said... It all just keeps shooting out, but like you still have to encourage it out, don't you? Like it's just like
no, an Irish trait is because of our heavy religious background with Jesus. As Catholics, we're not allowed to think of our cocks.
You just got no control.
No,
it just
Jesus operated.
This is just question one.
This is what,
okay.
Did we speak about talking too much?
No, no. Question two. If your trampoline had a safety net around it, you're a stupid little bitch.
I'm going to buzz in.
Yes, Hamish.
I feel like, is that you, Beck?
Yeah, yes, it is, Becky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go back. And what a wonderful laugh from the crowd.
Yeah.
My son is not a stupid little bitch. He's 3, and I just am not keen. It's on concrete. So I remember growing up, the several broken limbs that we all had as kids. And as a parent, I bought one of those trampolines for my son.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I hate what I'm doing here because this is the nanny state.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw him bounce into it for the first time, like full body into it, and I saw the concrete through the mesh, I just went, well, I just saved myself the whole weekend.
Yeah.
That was the best thing I ever bought.
And I'm sure he'll grow up to be a great web developer or some other little pussy piece of shit.
Graphic design will save the planet.
He will then hack your Twitter and get rid of all these anti-trampoline tweets.
Well done.
Question 3. Man, it really is a bad time to be in the fast-cooked, never-pulled, only-sliced pork business.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Sean Patton.
No, it's Hamish Blake there. Hamish.
Good tweet. That's
a rare
funny.
Day on...
I couldn't understand what he was saying, let alone tweet it. Wait, what's it? No, what's it?
We talked about this last week. I don't talk
Say
well,
it again
okay?
the last bit. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
You guys really, really be quiet in here too because it's good.
Man, it really is a bad time to be in the fast-cooked, never-pulled, only-sliced pork business.
It's a joke about slow-cooked pulled pork.
Oh. But should you, when you do a tweet like that, you shouldn't have people, they shouldn't have to go.
But he hasn't read the asterisk, and then I'd retweeted several bibliographies, and I was explaining. It was during a period where everyone seemed to be doing it like slow-cooked pulled pork. Like
it's
that's
a
how
great
you could,
tweet. I think it's really good.
Guys, I'm not here for sympathy. I was having some thoughts about pork, and I was watching an ad for Subway who had a new pulled pork sub, and I thought someone had to say something, and that was me.
Pulled pork just, you know, ripped up pork?
Yeah.
Well, that's
the
thing.
It's like, who
when
the
I grew
fuck
up, we
did...
just cut it. Like, yeah. There's no other meat
Stop
that you,
pulling it.
That you advertise that you just pull apart.
Like, pulling pork is that... did Jewish people do that?
Even if you have a vasectomy?
Yeah. The idea is that the meat is so tender, you could just
It's almost like the Irish socket food. What's the best thing that Irish do with food?
I like how I was trying to describe
pulled pork. We have like the
pork,
top chefs
like,
in the world.
Fucking
like,
Irish.
We have some amazing dishes.
Yeah, what's the best one?
I love this, Becky. I don't understand your accent. This is just a huge haymaker
out
of nowhere.
Like, no one's ever like, let's go out for some Irish.
What? Yeah, is that what it is?
Now that's what I should have tweeted.
Yeah. It's definitely should. Yeah, well, the Irish, we make some fantastic food. And we make holy bread. A lot of holy bread is made, and then it's made down into wafers because that's then turned into Jesus.
Yeah.
And so we're really good at that. We are experts at like little. Do you know? little away for a bit because I never know what religion yous are here because you're just fucking pagans or something. I don't know what yous are. Lutherans or whatever, is it? Or
agnostics
and fucking humanists. And God, Jesus is just pissed off. He doesn't know who to be turning to. But do you know what I'd love?
Is Jesus in here tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah,
with the little wafers in Ireland, the little wafers you get, because they say that's the body of Christ, and they put them, it puts it in your mouth, and you go, body of Christ. I would love, because it's like a little chalice, and I'd love to just get little doll's feet and little hands from a doll. Just put them in there, you know, because old people queue up quite a lot to get the body of Christ. Or give them a torso from Barbie. And just go, body of Christ.
Or if
and
you could,
go back to the Zicon, I think I've got a bit of Jesus.
Somehow have like a trick meat slicer, so it's a doll on one side, but like a wafer comes out the other side. Yeah. You can be doing body of Christ that way.
Josh, real quick.
Yes?
You do talk very well.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I didn't want that earlier.
We discussed last week. I had ease of speech therapy.
I'm just drunk and couldn't
hear
you.
So if you're new to the podcast, that's it. I don't talk well. And
great ad for speech therapy, though. I mean, you shouldn't not stumble saying speech therapy.
I didn't want you to fucking roast on it and just pull your insecurity away like pork. I don't want to do that later.
It's all right.
I wanted you to know. I think
we got through it last week.
You're a good speaker.
Thanks.
The best thing for insecurity is to shine a spotlight on it.
Exactly.
That helps a lot.
It's like a rabbit.
Yeah.
All right. Question 4. Before you post anything on any social media site, say it to your mum's face.
Jason.
Yes, Sean. Jason. You said Becky? No, yeah. It was Sean Patton. A point there for Sean.
Oh, that was me?
That was you.
Yeah.
You said that.
Oh, fuck.
Yours are all warnings.
I know, right? What have I done?
All right. Next question. People who ride loud motorbikes, we get it. She left you.
Is that Jace?
No, you going to say Hamish?
I wish it was me.
What were you going to say, Hamish?
What's that?
Are you buzzing in?
Oh, sorry, I was going to say. I thought that was Jason.
No, it was Becky Lucas. Point there for Becky.
Right. Damn. Because until now.
Laugh out loud tweet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just way
you
less complicated.
You get loads of lols, aren't you? Loads of lols, this one.
She's good on the Twitter.
That's
yeah. She is.
She's not starting fights on Twitter. She's fine. Yeah,
you haven't yet had a tweet that everyone had to be quiet and listen to again.
Yeah.
So you're up to base camp, but you haven't summited.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Next one. Everybody retweet this if you hate social media.
Good Sean. Mind fuck.
Yes,
maybe
Sean.
That
is definitely Jason Byrne.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Sean. Yes.
We got a lot of retweets for that. Yeah. A lot of people confused that didn't actually do it.
All right, moving on.
I'm partially Irish, so I know that desire to just make the world hate you. And because it feels nice for a second.
Yeah.
Some people call it masochists. Anyway.
Is that
you're American, you're good.
That'll do it, yeah. That's all I need, yeah.
Becky, just picking them all off. Here we go.
Sorry,
okay.
I'm actually a nice person.
I'm so glad I'm up here from the same country as Becky. Because this is just... Yeah. I just got my tough friend up here just laying guys out with just cultural takedowns.
Do it.
Next question. Even as an adult, I still find it impossible to walk past the scales in the fruit and veg section without trying to weigh my arm.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Hamish.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Becky.
I like that idea.
You're looking at 5.7 kilos usually of all men. But you know you do that, it's the vegetable one, and then you try and go, but like, am I really limp at the shoulder or am I somehow still holding it up? You can never get a good read on
it. How much more does it weigh with that fucking watch on there, bud?
Yeah, 5.71.
That's 100 gram of watch.
So does the dude just let you do it?
Well, no, in Australia at the supermarket, it's got those like hang scales.
Oh, you mean, I thought you meant at a market.
So, yeah, like a Coles or a, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that thing.
Yeah, well, you can just put bananas in to be like, oh, I promised myself I wouldn't buy more than 400 grams. Or, like, and here I am again at 4:30. Like, whatever. I've never weighed fruit, actually.
But like,
now that I think about it, I only used it for arms.
Like, we've had that in Ireland, like, when I was a kid and all, but like, it was a mad thing to let the Irish control. You can't let the Irish control the weight of food because they basically put in 4 bananas, weighed them, and then put 8 bananas into their basket.
We still have to pay at the counter. It's
no, we do.
You know how much you're buying, so you don't make an embarrassing blunder at the counter with like 100 bananas and go, oh, I thought that would be 50 grams. It's 2 tons. No, so yeah, you still, it's like to help you out.
We steal it.
Yeah.
It's proper stealing. It's like the fucking idiots that gave us the self-checkouts.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give Irish people self-checkouts. They're literally going, this is free.
Yeah, we've got that.
Are you going to do this myself and tell me to pay for it? I'm not fucking paying for
that. We've had them for about 10 years and no one's ever bought gourmet tomatoes since. Everyone's just getting...
Barocca are sitting there going, how are we not selling a single pack?
Or you can make the noise. You can just make the noise. Yeah. Just go, ooh.
If you invest, you can probably get a keyring that literally makes the mechanical noise. So you can talk to the guy.
Yeah.
He hears the noise go off and you can do it. I think about it a lot.
All right. Next question. Everyone I know these days either has gout or kids.
Jason,
yes, Jason.
Sean.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Jason off the board.
Yep. That's a fact. That's a fact that I can. They're not the same people. And one of them is far unhappier than the other, and I'll let you decide.
What is gout exactly? And a lot of people never know what that is.
When you eat and drink terribly and your tendons just go, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was like a heavy pirate disease, wasn't it? Like,
wasn't it scurvy.
Your team of scurvies, yeah.
Gout, you
could get gout as a
pirate. Gout is in your bones and shit.
I think it's just no vitamins.
Gout always sounds like it's coming from your cock or from your vagina. It's named wrong.
Gout
can affect the rich. Yeah. It can.
It affects the rich.
Oysters, steak, red wine.
Yeah.
Just heavy
vitamins.
Iron. I think
red wine is bad?
Gout? It's just like if you've got a wealthy
port
palate.
I've been drinking a lot of red wine in like a I'm being healthy mindset. Yeah.
It's grapes, it's fruit.
That explains why when I get out of bed, I can't walk for 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, in Ireland, if you're an alcoholic and you don't drink, you get offered wine in the house.
What?
Yeah, they go, I don't drink, and they go, all right, better give him a wine then.
The thinking man. Yeah. Tonic.
Oh, what? That's fine.
That's alcohol. All right.
Our next question is, I can't wait till comedy is just someone standing on stage saying correct things and then everyone claps.
Jason Hamish.
Yes. No, it was Becky Lucas.
Shit.
Point there for Becky, yes.
So funny, make people clap my tweets. When they usually get between 6 to 8 likes.
But do you feel the smattering of people who are hurt by that?
Mm.
Do you fucking get it?
No. Do I get it? Or?
Do you get the
tweet? I thought you were asking me if I care.
But let's talk about the sentiment of the tweet, you know?
Yeah.
No, I tried that with pork and it doesn't end well. if I could offer you some advice as a friend, you just say, look, it's probably too complicated for you. Yeah, let's move on.
And our last question for the round. Normal baggage carousel, don't touch anyone else's bags. It's a crime. Oversized baggage carousel, here's a pile of guitars, prams and surfboards. Go nuts.
Jason.
Yes, Jason.
Only because I think there's too many characters in there.
Who do you think it is?
No, there's too many characters in there. No, is that an actual tweet?
It was post 120, dude. It's 240. Move on. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Get with the times.
Is that a modern one? I thought that was an old one.
Who do you think?
There's definitely Becky.
No, it's Hamish Blake.
Fuck off! Yes! 139, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Oh, was it?
Because it's gone up to 240.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be 120. Now you can be free.
No, it's 140.
I don't even know.
Oh, 140. Now it's 280. Sorry, my bad.
Too many. That's all it really
I don't
matters.
Even want to know
but
anymore.
But actually, this was... Sometimes I'll DM people, get their addresses, and I'll write them letters. That could have been one of my letters that I wrote. Brav Unlimited Word Count.
I can't wait till they double it to 420. I just keep doing it, and that's an email, and that's all it is. An email that everyone has to read. Yeah.
And then maybe you can pick up a phone and fucking talk to someone.
Yeah.
And ooh, then they'll translate that to text, and then we're back
to the
start.
phones will come back like vinyl did, you know?
Yeah.
Like 20 years.
The ones that are stuck to the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, they were great.
Really?
Like in our house, we had a lock on the phone. A little lock.
Like a padlock?
So you couldn't use it, so you wouldn't run the bill up.
Really?
So if there was a fire, we were fucked.
Until the fire got so hot it melted the lock.
Yeah. But as well as that, because young people, they don't even know that you had to do the roundy dial thing.
I knew that. I had that.
Oh, I wasn't referring
Rotary.
To you.
Yeah, okay.
I was talking about young people.
God damn it. He fucking got me. All right, that was fine.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Jason Byrne on 1 point. Give it up.
Yeah.
Sean Patton on 3 points. Becky Lucas on 3 points. And also on 3 points is Hamish Blake.
Yes.
But don't worry, Jason, because you can get your points back here, because this round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back in time to one of our guest school days, and today we're going to a young Jason Byrne.
Okay.
Right.
Aww.
Now, Jason's biology teacher was not that great a teacher, and one day had planned that the class was going to dissect a pheasant. The only thing was...
Jesus Christ.
It gets better. The only thing was that he didn't thaw out the pheasant the night before, so when he presented it to the class, the bird was frozen solid.
and mewling softly.
Yeah.
Please release me.
What did the teacher then make Jason do? Was it A, he made Jason take the bird into the staff room and defrost it in the microwave? Now, Jason, at home, they didn't have a microwave and he never used one before, so he just put it in for 10 minutes. The feathers started sparking and Jason ran out of the room to try and get help. When he got back, the whole bird had just exploded. Was it B, he sent Jason to the woodwork room to go get a hacksaw, and while two students held the bird down, Jason tried to saw his way through a completely frozen bird? Or was it C, he gave Jason a towel and told him he had to sit on the bird to try and speed up the thawing process? So Jason sat there in class for a whole hour sitting on a frozen bird. Now, one of these is true, guys. Now, you have to ask him questions to see if you can figure out which one is the real one. Now, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your points. So he'll answer them all as if they all really happened. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Mm-hmm. Why did two students have to hold the bird down when you were hacksawing it? Was it resisting?
Well, it wasn't dead. So it was starting to thaw out and move. That's why it had to be held down.
Honestly, did you not have a microwave at home?
No.
Oh, it checks out. And I thought you wouldn't be good.
Wait a minute. I don't know. I can't remember. I should have said yes there. No, we did have a microwave at home, actually, yeah.
But so you weren't allowed to use it.
No way.
That
was way too strong.
Okay.
It was a way too strong. My mum was only allowed to use it because it was the first ever type of microwave.
How old are you?
46. I know I look great.
Career best.
Thank
you. So you weren't allowed to use it?
No, we weren't allowed to use it because microwaves years ago used the back wasn't on them.
Okay.
I remember those. They were like a
bucket with a piece of uranium.
No, it was like a drive-thru. The turkey would just go in and out the backside. That's how it worked.
Okay.
It was like you go in and you push it onto the table, it'd be ready.
All right. So when you went into the staff room with the microwave, how did you figure out the numbers? Was it like push or was it a twist?
No, they were in Latin.
Okay.
And we'd had just done Latin that day.
All right. Well, now I know you're lying. So let's move on to the
Latin microwave.
I worked it out. They weren't even like digit. They were just like numbers, just like that. Okay. It literally just had like 1, 2 minutes, 3 minutes like that.
Okay.
And so I put it on for 10.
Sweet.
Did you end up dissecting the bird after it was thawed in the microwave? Like, even though it exploded, did you ever peek inside to go, well, we were going to look in there anyway, so...
Well, when it exploded, you had a teacher just said to put it all into a bucket and just pass bits of it around the room.
we're now going to try and put it back together.
Well, it literally went, who's got his heart? Who has his heart? Kids were, like, picking up liver and all sorts of things. I think, have I got it? I don't know.
At what minute did it explode?
Five.
Five. That's what I've heard, five. Now, was it a pop?
Well, microwaves were just stronger in those days, and I had to tone them down.
Did
so they used
smell
to burn.
Like KFC?
It did. It was a bit of that.
It
but it literally exploded so much that the pheasant's face hit the glass. I know this is not a visual thing, but it kind of did this against the glass. So its eye was there and everything. Yeah. Like it was literally like the pheasant had driven a motorbike into a window.
I feel like that's so vivid. Maybe that's the...
Yeah, that's a lot.
I feel like that's...
Let's go towel theory.
How long, while sitting on a frozen bird on a towel on your ass, was there a moment where your ass got numb and you were worried that you wouldn't feel it unthaw?
Well, what happened was, it wasn't only me, it was a group of students that had to really sit on it in the end. Because...
Rotating or together?
Well, it was like a really weird circus act. We were kind of all sitting on bits of edges of it. I sat on its face.
Mm-hmm.
How big was this festival?
Yeah, I know, maybe I'm misinformed here.
So, he was kind of stretched out, so his neck was like a little couch. So I sat in his face. Richard Glennon sat in his neck. Terry O'Neill sat in his chest. And Jenny O'Neill sat in his legs.
Family affair. Twins?
Yes.
The O'Neill twins, known for their pheasant thawing abilities.
But pheasant thawing became a thing after that.
An elective.
Yes.
The O'Neill family thickened the thighs. You know, lots of thawing ability.
But it was amazing that it worked, though.
Can I touch your thigh?
Yeah. How's that?
How warm is that, babe?
Still cold.
After all these years.
Yeah. I don't know what's like...
Are you have an inkling towards one?
We got to go the real one.
Oh, we got to go sword. Sorry.
A sword. Yeah,
I meant sword. So what?
The hacksaw is probably the truth, because that's what I would do as a teacher. Be like, look, this is actually, we're going to turn this into a positive. This is an accurate cross-section of a pheasant. Like, we can do layers and do whatever you guys want. I'm not hacksawing a bird by request, but that's what today's class has turned into, so...
Was your workshop class near your biology class at school?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Remember,
no, sorry, but this is how I used to talk to girls in school.
Yeah.
And then I'd just come in my pants.
Yeah. All right, right.
How long was the hacksaw in inches?
Probably, I'd say, 14.
14 inches?
Yeah,
that's
in
big.
Length.
That's big.
We're asking a lot of the questions like we're going to trip him up. These are easy things to lie to. And what colour was the towel? Blue. He's good. He could not have made that up.
The hacksaw was...
But the devil's in the details, my friends.
Well, how long was the hacksaw? 2 kilometres. Wait a second. At school?
Miles.
All right, what are we thinking? Anyone want to lock in an answer? You don't have to guess together. You can all
microwave,
guess separately.
Microwave, hacksaw, or towel.
I feel like hacksaw could be the true one.
So you think B for Hamish. Becky, what do you think? A is microwave, B, hacksaw, C, towel.
I'm going to go... Wait, towel is C?
Towel, C.
I'm going to go towel.
Towel? Mm. Sean?
I'll go A. I think microwave's the one.
The correct answer was B, hacksaw. Hey. So 2 points for Jason, 1 point for Hamish.
Well done.
That was good.
And amazing.
I think it was me getting him to tell the true length. That
I think it was.
I think that's what it is.
The thing with it was that because they're supposed to inject some sort of thawing agent into it the night before. But when I was a kid, the teachers weren't really, you know, proper biology teachers or maths teachers or anything.
It sounds like it was just a local hunter.
No, but this is what they were like. Like, they used to get us to like read from the biology book, and then they would take that and they would write what was in there on the board, and then we'd write what was on the board into a copy book. That's how we were taught biology. So this fuckwit, right, took out the pheasant, right? And it was actually, what happened was, two lads had to carry it out because it was that heavy. It was a big pheasant. It was like heavy.
The chief.
And he just put it on the table of his, and the teacher went, right, we're going to dissect this now. And he had a little scalpel, and of course, nothing's going to happen. And
then that pheasant is that big?
Yeah, huge.
Compare it to me like a dog. What breed of dog would your pheasant?
A pheasant be about the size of a big Jack Russell.
Jesus Christ! we dissected lizards.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We had a cow's eye.
But I'm beginning to think...
A cow's eye?
Do you know what I'm beginning to think? I'm beginning to think that he wasn't supposed to dissect that at all. It was probably for the teacher's banquet. End of year dinner. And they go, where's our fucking pheasant?
Guys, we're going to dissect a pig into juicy cuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to dissect.
Today we're going to roast a pork.
I'm going to pull it.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Jason Byrne on 3 points. Give it up.
Yeah.
Sean Patton on 3 points. Becky Lucas on 3 points, but in the lead on 4 points. It's Hamish Blake.
Woo! Cruising.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want.
Yeah.
If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person who the fact may or may not be about, they get the point. So the first one goes to Becky. Now, Sean once went back to a mansion with a stranger after a gig where she showed him a video of her naked with a firework in her vagina. There's more. She passed out, and as Sean went to leave, her husband came home and gave Sean a check for $500 to leave the premises and never speak of this event again.
So you met Russell Brand. That's crazy. So
I hope it's true.
I hope it's not, and you just Sean just submitted that.
So, yeah, I know, that's great. Yeah. So you where'd you meet her?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after a very terrible gig.
Louisiana, they don't have many mansions in Louisiana.
No,
though,
no, Baton Rouge is the capital.
Oh, okay.
It's where all the rich, corrupt politicians live.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And how did you get her talking?
The gig was awful. She came over to me and said, "I thought you were funny." And then I said, "Thank you." And then she walked away.
All right, story doesn't check out.
Burn. Is this a burn round?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, so you went back to her place.
We did. She was too fucking wasted to... she gave me the code to type in to open the gate. It was a gated subdivision. And she kept changing every time. It was like, "It's 4956. And I'd type it in, and then it would be like, "Eh." And then she goes, "No, 4949. I was like, "Sorry." "Eh." And then she's like, "No, 4912-7. To the point where the security guard just came out and like shined his light, and then she opened the door and went, "Get fire scout," and got back in the car. And he was like, "Oh, okay," and opened the gate because he knew her. And then we went in to her mansion.
Well, he knew that you're going to stand there for 10,000 goes, yeah. So you might as well come in.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
And yeah, and then we got back into her place.
And she had it immediately in her pussy?
No, she...
if I can call it that.
There's so... Like, first of all, we walk in the foyer... The fridge, there's a refrigerator in the foyer, still plugged in, open, with trash. Like, still on, emitting cold air, and just full of trash. In the foyer, where it doesn't belong. Doesn't belong there, it belongs. In the U.S., the fridge is definitely usually in the fridge, or in the kitchen. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. I'm
Babushka fridge.
Right, yeah. There's a...
For extra coldness.
Yeah, there you go.
For pheasants.
There's a pizza box open full of uncooked ramen noodles, which I still don't have an explanation for. It's like, how do you even get to that point? Like, someone's like, "That's fucking, I'm hungry. Ramen. No, never mind. Put them in that pizza box we're not using. Maybe a comedian will talk about this on a podcast in another continent." And then basically she was like, "You're a performer, right?" And I was like, "Yes." And she's like, "I want to show you something." And she put in a VHS. She made me hook up wow. Who are you? Are you me? Are you me from then?
Good noise.
But yeah, she made me, she brought me out. She was like, "Hot." And she gave me a pipe. Oh no, she didn't give me a pipe yet. She came out. She had just a VCR, right? For cassettes. She was like, "This is 2005, mind you." And she's like, "Plug that in, fix it." And I did. And then we start watching this thing, and she lights up a pipe to get high. And by the time she gives it to me, I'm like, "Oh, that's crack." Exactly. I was like, "That's definitely not weed. That's not weed." And then I'm watching the video, and it's just her. If you know David Mamet, it was her in the play Squirrels, right? From like 20 years earlier. And I'm just sort of like, she'd hand me the pipe, and I would just hold it over here and then pass it back to her. And she'd take another hit, and I'm like, "This is insane." And then the video goes, and then comes back up, and it's like a close-up of her face, and then it backs up to like younger, and then close-up her topless on her back on a deck, and then it backs all the way, and she's got a Roman candle in her vagina. Who's ever holding lights the business end, and it starts firing projectiles, and the camera pans over, and there's about a dozen guys all dressed like Casper the Friendly Ghost. All of them. It's going, and like dodging the blasts. And she is completely just chill with me seeing this. Like, high on crack. And that's when I decided to leave.
Okay, fine, it happened.
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, it did really happen. Yeah. Point there for Becky.
It's fucking insane.
If it didn't.
That is.
And yes, her husband gave me $500. To never tell that story, which I've now done internationally.
All right, now to Sean.
Yes.
When Hamish was a teenager, he worked at a video store. The first thing he did was type in the names of his teachers to see if they were members and what they had borrowed. He discovered...
Information is power.
Yeah, yes.
He discovered his science teacher had rented Austin Powers 5 times in 3 months.
Mr. Karras.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hamish thought it'd be funny if next time he was in science, he would play up. So when his teacher told him off, Hamish would say, oh, do you want me to, oh, behave?
I was in year 11. This was before my pulled pork stuff made me famous.
Hamish did this, and the teacher looked at him like Hamish was weird. So Hamish doubled down and did it again, and then the teacher sent him outside for the remainder of the class. Yeah or nah? Ask him as many questions as you want.
Shagadelic or crazy, baby?
I know, right? I mean, did you eventually hire a smaller actor to come in and play a version of your teacher?
It didn't go that well, but had we gone to a sequel, then yeah.
Oh, fuck. Which, was it one Austin Powers, just the first one?
Austin Powers 1, this is 99 it would have been.
Five times.
That's
same school year?
Mr. Karras, and there was a heavy rumor he lived at home.
Okay.
Still, and he was like a 45-year-old teacher. heavy rumor, unproven, because I could only see his house address, but certainly seemed like the kind of guy that was going on a lot of dates.
Was his mum the member?
His mum was not the member, nor was she the password. That was the other piece of like Five Eyes intelligence we had. We could see people's passwords.
Could you see moments where he was plotting his next spy move in class?
I could see moments where, even at that tender age of 17, I could see a man who, after grading a bunch of science kids who just didn't want to be there, just went home and needed a laugh. And not only that, needed a reliable laugh. Yeah. Something he'd had before, maybe with Elizabeth Hurley in it. Give him a little laugh and a wink at Liz.
Were you able to get in touch with anyone at that video store you worked at later in life to see how many times he'd rented?
Oh, if it's up over the hundreds? Yeah. I don't know. Or did he like phase out at the Love Guru? I don't know. I don't know. Did Myers lose him? Was it Liz or Myers? We don't know. I graduated, I moved on. Stupidly, I left the store.
I would have been looking for the porn people, that the teachers that rent the porn.
Yeah. You couldn't search. It wasn't advanced enough. It was like an old DOS system. I couldn't like run Cambridge Analytica shit on it. I could be like, you know, Mr. Farwinkle / you know, Arseman 4.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't get correlations. Although the people that owned the video store, their 15-year-old, because this was VHS, like 99, we only had a few DVDs. Like the kid, he was 15, he was always like, I'm going to go and clean. It was always me and him on a Sunday afternoon. He was like, I'm going to go and clean shelves. Because you'd have to like clean the cases because they got dusty.
Yeah.
And he would just disappear into the adult section. And I wouldn't go up there and he wouldn't come back. I think he was trying to perform vasectomies on himself up there because there was a far hidden away corner. But anyway, that was my teacher's dirty secret. Five Austin Powers.
I was still listening to this other, like, what else happened to this other guy? Oh yeah, the teacher. I forgot about him.
So what do you think, Sean? Do you think or nah? Or
well,
more questions?
Did you pass the class?
Yeah, I was very, very smart.
Okay. The confidence in that answer tells me yes, this is absolutely true.
This is nah. Did not happen. Point there for Hamish.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Well done.
Elements of truth.
Because I still don't believe it. It's definitely true.
I did work at a video store, and the son did definitely go and wank in the corner. but I really, all I did, all my, the main thing I remember from that video store was being there. Do you have Magnum? You know what a Magnum Ego is? Or is that an Australian invention?
Nice.
You guys know Magnum Ego. Is that the king of ice creams? Yeah. It's a Magnum ice cream, then there's a layer of caramel, and then another layer of chocolate on the outside. It's probably about 5,000 calories, right? And I was like 16, 17. I saw them get delivered one Sunday afternoon. The ice cream man came, and the guy that ran the video, so like videos, we all knew they were on the way out, like it was a failing business, and he'd just sort of given up. It was at Video Easy. And I didn't know anything about running a business, but I knew if 100 ice creams come in, you have to tell the computer they're in the building. Like, he didn't even scan them, he just dumped them, like, in the ice cream thing.
Right.
And I went, computer doesn't know. And so I was eating 3 to 4 Magnum Egos a shift.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes.
And he was horny, baby. He eat that.
Do I make you horny? No, my pants said. You make a stretch and my button popped when I was in the new release aisle.
You have back knee. Get away from me.
Man, it was crazy. Yeah, it definitely prolonged my... I added like 2-3 years to my virginity.
But look at you now.
From my Magnum Ego obsession.
When did you meet Andy?
At an ice cream rehab facility. He was in there for Maxi Bond, we became buddies.
There you go.
All right, so to Hamish. Now, when Jason was a young boy, he had a lazy eye and had to wear a patch for it. His mother, not wanting...
like this... Oh,
that's
so
some
sad.
Real human beings out there.
His mother, not
and
wanting...
And it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't an eye that wouldn't get up in the morning or fucking make its bed. It's actual movement of an eye.
It was just mooching.
Like, yeah, it's not just the lazy eye going, I'm not working today.
Stop mooching off the rest of the head.
We can't see the audience, but I would love it if that awe came from just a table of pirates. Just hooks and parrots.
Hey, lazy eye.
All right.
Or a squint.
So his mother, not wanting the other kids to tease him, decided to draw an eye on top of the patch to try and disguise it.
I'll do the trick, Mum.
Jason's mum could not draw, and instead of disguising it, it was now a beacon for bullies. Yeah or nah?
Also, solve that by drawing the tattoo coolest boy in school on his arm.
Oh.
Handsome boy to, written but it across was, his...
It was, makes a pheasant story worse.
Yeah, because now I'm seeing a little kid with an eye patch.
But it was like... I wouldn't mind. She didn't even try, like... So it was... My eyes are tiny. My wife always says they look like rapist eyes. I don't know what rapist eyes look like, but she goes, you've got pissy little eyes. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So my mom decided to draw a big eye on the patch with eyelashes.
A big, beautiful cartoon.
Yeah, like, so I was walking around with a big flashy eye.
Like Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, exactly like Clockwork Orange. And the patch, like, sometimes they would put the patch on the glasses so you could take it off. But for some reason, my mother put it right over my eye.
Was it a stick-on patch?
Yeah, because the idea of a lazy eye situation, squint thing, is horrendous, right? So what they do is that they put the patch over the good eye. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And they make the lazy eye work.
It's like if you're a twin and your brother is the naughty twin, he commits a crime, you go to jail.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
And he's out there to have a think about what life's like without the good twin.
Yeah, so the lazy eye is literally going, oh, I don't have to see today, do I? Oh, shit, I better center, right? And the thing is, my eye goes in. It used to go in like if I got scared or tired. And now, actually, because it's not fully fixed, it has a little wander now and again. But normally, if I'm horny, it'll go in.
So
that's horrendous, yeah. When my wife has to see that in her face. Like my eye literally looking at my nose as I'm like making love to her. And she looks at me and goes, you're going to have to get off because I can't stop laughing.
I'm trying to get off.
She's going, I can't go through with this with you looking at your nose.
Oh, I'll get the patch.
Yes.
It's 20 years old, but it's got the pretty eye on it.
Well, what I do instead is I just put eye patches on her face. So she doesn't have to look at me.
I mean, that comes from a place of raw experience. I think that's true.
You are correct. That was true. Oh! Yeah, it's a point there for Hamish.
Yeah.
It's too beautiful.
Yeah.
Very true.
All right, so to Jason now.
Yeah.
The worst Christmas Becky ever had was when her stepmother ran over her and her sister's 7 puppies.
God, the efficiency.
Becky.
That's going to save a lot of money.
In one go or backing up?
Do they not scatter?
There's more.
Do you have to finish?
Oh, yeah, give it to us.
Becky still remembers quite clearly, along with her sister, having to walk them in buckets to the front lawn and bury them. Now, this is a comedy, so let's keep it upbeat. Okay.
Wow.
Smile.
So,
funny.
What kind of car did stepmom have?
She had a Lexus.
Oh, so like a Jeep thing?
Just like a sedan.
Oh, so a long sedan.
So gout could affect her.
Yeah.
Were the puppies in a basket or something?
The puppies, our dog had, I didn't live with my dad a lot, but it was their dog. And she had puppies, and the puppies it was a hot summer, so they used to sleep behind the wheel of the car on a hot day, because it was...
Oh, the shadow of the wheel.
The shadow of the wheel, and our house didn't have aircon. So at Christmas, my stepmom was cooking garlic prawns. She forgot the butter. So you need butter. So she jumped into
died.
The car.
They
and
died for a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She jumped into the car and just forgot, like every other time she makes sure they're gone, but this day she was just so stressed about the garlic prawns and the Christmas. Butter and the moistness of the prawns that she just jumped in and she went and just crushed 7 puppies.
I just...
So the question here is, am I a sicko who just made this up for a comedy podcast? Or is this a story that Becky gave me for a comedy podcast?
Well... knowing Becky, she probably just gave that to you. But I think that I think 7's too many to try. I could never run over 7 puppies. Because even if it
what's,
was a...
What's your PB?
Well...
He'd prefer to know them and crush 2.
Yeah.
Know them well.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be hard. I mean, it'd be a good game.
Yeah.
Going around a driveway trying to get the little shits.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's one over there and there's still one. What type of dogs were they?
They were mutts. So, like, rescues.
7 mutts.
So, like, kind of crossbreeds.
Yeah, like, just kind of.
So, what was their mother?
Was a mutt and,
their mother?
Sorry?
What was the mother?
The mother was, like, a lab cross something. And yeah. And she'd just rooted some dog up the road. So. Like, it was, yeah, they were, like, not, like, beautiful puppy. But they were cute, you know.
Did your stepmother not hear the screams as she went over them?
Yeah, that's why she stopped.
She stopped after 7.
Well, it
she
was
went,
sort of...
Roo, oh, yeah. Dear. Oh, whoops. Oh, dear. Whoops. Better advice. Oh, dear.
Now there's 9 in there.
Better, yeah.
There's just more puppies.
Yeah.
I mean,
Goliath,
before,
that there were more.
You're forgetting how quick Alexis moves. Like, this was one go.
Yeah, true. And she's were like, this all... suspension, this handling. What yeah. a sedan.
That's a, I'm praying it's not true. I mean, if I'm hoping, well, I'm not hoping, but I'm going to probably guess it's probably 1 and not 7. So I'm going to say nay. It's not.
It was, yeah, it was a true story. Point there for Becky.
7 of them?
7.
But hang on, I still don't understand how they all stayed in the one place, so they deserve to die, the fucking idiots. Why didn't one of them all run off?
So how old were you when this happened?
I was like 19.
Oh, man.
But my little
sister... It doesn't matter how old you are.
No good
well, how old? Yeah. But well, they had to carry them in buckets to the sisters, front lawn.
My like, little sisters were 7 and 5.
Whoa! There it is.
And they loved puppies.
Who doesn't? With that yeah. night, did... Was there sort of an awkward silence as the song... So this is Christmas.
Yes.
And what have you done, Mum?
Totally. And then,
what have you done, Mum?
Yeah, exactly. They were so mad, as you can imagine. Yeah.
So
it was
like,
and it was yeah, there was like carols playing. They're like dun 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 dun. Dad's like, get the bucket. And they had to like put them in, and then we held a beautiful service.
So did the female, the mother dog, come home from having a nice Christmas shop and go, yeah. Kids,
yeah.
I'm back from the shop, kids.
And then
they go, no, they're all dead.
Yeah,
they got
I mean,
run over
dogs
by
don't
Alexis.
Shop, dude.
Exactly.
So it, she it, was just
you know
there.
What?
It's in that Pixar movie you grew up in.
What a crazy world, you know, gain a Jesus, lose some puppies. What yeah. a day. What
it's
a day. What
it's a good ad for Lexus, though. You know, Lexus. Yeah.
Get the job done.
Yeah. We'll run over 7 puppies in 1 reverse.
But you know what? Can I just say? The garlic prawns that you were very moist. Yes. So you'd get the butter.
Were you like, that sounds like you were like, you remember Homer had the lobster? A pet lobster, and then he cooked it and he was crying eating it. Mm. I imagine that's what you were like at the table.
Yeah.
The puppies. The shrimps.
The new Lexus 7P. Who knows where they get the model names from? You never know. You never know. You just don't know why they name them the way they do.
Okay, at the end of that round, the scores are Jason Byrne on 3 points. Give it up. Woo! Sean Patton on 3 points. Becky Lucas on 5 points, but still the lead on 6 points is Hamish Blake. All right. Our final round is called Who, 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 Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names is your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point if you get a point off if you get it wrong.
Oh.
You can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. First question is, who once dismissed themselves from school because they had hot feet?
Becky.
Yes, Jason, you think it's Becky? No, it was Hamish Blake. A point off Jason there.
What? What are you you getting that from?
I was in year five. It was a super weird thing to do. I was at a school where you could wear school uniform if you want, or like just tracksuit, like it was a public school. And my mum made me wear a tracksuit but with school shoes. And it was just a hot summer's day and we were playing basketball. And I was like, fuck, my feet are so hot, like really hot after lunch. And something got in my head where I'm like, no, they're so, so hot. I have to go home. And I wasn't a bad kid. And I didn't tell anyone. And I just, as I was leaving the school gate, I was like, what am I doing? You're not allowed to do this. And then my head went, don't worry, as soon as you get home and explain to mum it's a medical thing, it'll be fine. But you know, as a kid, if you're out of the school gate on like a Wednesday afternoon, it's like 2:30, someone's mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
I was just like walking and going, what the fuck am I doing? But all the while convincing myself, no, they're very hot. They are still, but I actually knew deep down they were cooling down.
Hey, it's weird that you pursued a life of show business and attention.
Sorry, but I completely misheard that. I thought he meant his feet were good looking. I thought that's what you meant. They were like, oh my God, I've got hot feet.
I'm going to take these home, photograph them and get some work.
That's what I thought. I thought you were like a foot model or something.
I'm having a good day.
Question two. Who, as a child, was scared of the film clip to Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes? Who was scared of the film clip to Betty Davis Eyes?
Becky Lucas.
Yes, Becky.
Jason Byrne.
No, it was Sean Patton. Point
off her. Lovely.
I don't think does anybody even know that song?
Can you refresh
Betty Davis Eyes. It's the ad. Is that a Coca-Cola ad?
I think it was, yeah. What's the film clip? Why is
it? It's the Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Kim Carnes. It's just the video is just her and her band and other people just dancing through waving satin. It's nothing frightening about it at all. But I woke up at 8 years old screaming bloody murder, like terrified, screaming to the point of straight up fucking like parents running in like with weapons.
Jesus.
And it was not. It was just I fell asleep with the TV on. I was terrified of it, and we watched it. So many times, I have personally, over the years, trying to figure out what it was. I couldn't figure it out. One year at Christmas, we're all kind of drunk, and my let's watch it right now on YouTube. And I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it. And they put it on, and I started pretending to be terrified of it again. But then I realized my family's like, no, he's a fucking idiot comedian. He's going to do this sort of thing. So I overcommitted to it and got really like, like freaked the fuck out. To where everyone was now taking it seriously, and then when I revealed, no, I'm just fucking with you, my mom then, were you fucking with us then? Were you fucking with us then, Sean? And like went in her room and slammed the door and made a whole ordeal of it to where I finally had to go in, console her, to where she was just like, you're not the only one with talent. And it was just a fucking salute you, mom. Salute you. You got me back. Thought I'd broken my mom.
Christmas is weird.
Christmas.
You never know what's going to happen on that kooky
day. Yeah, puppies are dead. Psyches are broken. What else?
Question three. Who here told me they do not like new music? They just don't like new music. Who told me that?
Hamish.
Yes, Hamish.
Becky?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Hamish. Yes.
I can't be bothered.
Do you mean new music?
You know, and everyone's like, oh, have you checked out the wheel, the flamingo wheel? Yeah, I don't know. It's like,
do you mean obscure music or chart music?
I don't know. It's just like some person being like, oh, I fucking, I don't care.
Do you know what I'm just getting into? Do you guys know about Tame Impala?
Yeah.
They're very good. They're very, very good.
I don't know who that is.
Well, I think they won like best band in Australia like 6 years ago. But I have a real slow, it's basically like throwing out a pheasant by sitting on it. Like a very, very slow, it takes that long for me to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Eminem, he's good, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. I cannot see how this would be catchy.
You want to know how stupid I am? It was becoming a fan of Tame Impala that made me learn that Impala is an animal, not just a Chevrolet.
I thought it was like Tame Sedan.
That's what I was like, what an interesting name.
Yeah, these cars will come right up to the back door and you
exactly.
can have them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Next question. Who told me that their special skill is the ability to square any two-digit number in their head?
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
That is, fuck, now I'm confused. I think it's Jason.
You are incorrect. It is Hamish Blake. Yes. Point off. Hang on.
He did say he was clever earlier.
Now we're gonna test him on it.
No, do it.
Okay. Read the rest.
The rest was he can do it quite slowly if you give him a lot of time and only easy numbers.
I mean, complete silence in a few minutes.
And a pen and a calculator.
Look, honestly, before you do this podcast, Josh goes, give us three things about you. It took me so long to think of anything. I was like, oh, that was my last Hail Mary. I was like, so that's why I put the caveats on. Because I smelt TV man's brain going, then we get him up, and then we just go 77. And then we just watch him sweat.
And did you get 77 then? What's 77?
Fuck, man, I don't know.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I can imagine Hamish, like, I'm a genius. Like,
the reason I'm like
Matt
up.
Damon on a blackboard. And you see the blackboard, it's just a smiley face.
The reason I bring this up.
He's got to be in school. He's going to be doing that on the board with his hot feet.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
Oh, he's doing it right
Which
now.
Number did you give him?
The reason I bring that up.
439.
Who's got a calculator? 5,439. Let's see this. While you're doing that, I only bring this up because Sean, I saw your show on Sunday night. It's a great show. Go and see your show. But you also are a bit obsessed with numbers as well. Is that right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Prime numbers. I was just thinking 77 when condensed to prime numbers
5,929.
Yeah. So 5,000's right. Yeah.
Oh, quiet enough. It wasn't quiet enough.
Oh, you can do it really quick on an iPhone.
You should see the bit where I fact check it. That's so quick.
But then again, just doing that, like, say any number again to me. Any number, say it.
44.
Just going, hold on.
Do you know what?
7,756. I'm good. Like, just doing that physical motion, I'd have believed anything
said. In all seriousness, that's probably why I did get a bit distracted, because as I was doing that, I let myself think, this looks good.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean,
you could have gone.
Soon you're going to have to say a number and you'll be wrong. But right now, you look good.
You could have gone 77.
You look good.
Mayonnaise. And I'd be like, yep, he's right. Yeah. Mayonnaise. It's a number now.
Next question. Whose grandmother's toilet was only lit up with a fluorescent picture of Jesus?
Hamish?
Yes, Hamish.
Jason.
You are correct. Yes, it was. Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, they were creepy.
That's weird, yeah.
You don't probably haven't seen those things.
Well, no, we've been to your grandma's house, no.
Yeah, it's like, well, we used to call them the open heart surgery, those Jesus things, because there's like... They're like pictures of Jesus with his heart, you know, that kind of thing.
That is weird now that you mention it.
It looks like open heart surgery. But then they used to have a little bulb in front because, like, you know, you had to pray for Jesus in all sorts of places. But they especially put it in the bathroom because that'd be where you'd masturbate.
Yeah.
So anywhere there was any kind of masturbate or touching yourself, Jesus appeared.
That's why there was one of that video easy up in the corner. Yeah. Damn, makes sense.
We all masturbated in the same bathroom and there was no microwave. Ireland, quite a time.
Yeah. Question six. Who here can lucid dream? Who can lucid dream? So change their dream. So can actually get in there and change it up.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
I reckon Sean.
You are correct. Yes, it is Sean Patton. A point there for Becky.
I can do it. It's not. I mean, I'm not. Some people like practice and take years and meditate and all this thing. I can usually a couple times a night or a week. Become aware that I'm dreaming.
If you get bored, you just go, I'm out of here, and into a different dream.
Somewhat. Like, not like I'm out of here. It usually has to stay. The problem is because I have sleep apnea. So my brain is so happy when I actually fall asleep. It gives me the tools to stay asleep. Exactly.
With Oculus Rift.
Exactly. Pretty much.
Sleep apnea, which can kill you.
I know.
Are you on your
it's
back?
It's going
Are you
to.
Sleeping on your back?
I'm sleeping on my back and I have a CPAP now. But like,
holy shit.
Yeah. Before with the Betty Davis thing, wasn't that dream terrifying? Couldn't you have just gone, Britney Spears, Slave for You, new dream?
I wish. I was only eight, though.
Okay, right. Okay.
I hadn't gained enough weight to start snoring to the point of it killing me almost.
Are you trying to explain thinking?
I wish. It's sleep thinking, you know, sleep thought.
Is it sleeping thinking?
I love the idea of the person who how was your night? Oh, just, I got no sleep, you know, I was running treadmill with my high school principal through the Sahara. It's like, you mean dreaming? Yeah, I was doing it all night. Just worn out from their dreams. But no, yeah, I can, it's not a, some people are great at it. Some people apparently, you study it, they can do it, like they go to sleep to do it. Not me. I just sometimes during the night can be like, oh, this is definitely a dream. Cool. And then pick my direct. Well, that guy's done.
Yeah, he just heard dream.
If this were a dream, motherfucker, you'd be dead.
Yeah, right. Dream him out of here.
Next question. Whose goal in life is to eat two whole chickens in one sitting?
Hamish?
Yes, no, it's Becky Lucas.
Okay, it's not two, it's one.
You told me two.
Well, I'm sorry. I missed.
So the fact is wrong already.
I'm so sorry.
Two squared, four. Let me check it.
Yeah, because check that.
Can I just say, because I can eat a half very easily, and I've started to think that I could go full. Full this chicken, but my boyfriend's like, please don't. He's like, I really don't want to fuck a bird. Like, if it's in there, I don't want to fuck a bird.
Yeah, right. He thinks that he can picture it whole.
Yeah, it's just a whole bird in me. It's like, if you fuck, it's the round your dick. If you want to think about it, which you should.
Are we talking barbecue, like coals in a bag, rotisserie?
Oh, yeah, like a Portuguese charcoal chicken.
Fancy.
Yeah, so like, I've
smaller
very...
than usual? That chicken?
I don't think it's smaller than usual.
Portuguese refers to the herbs, I believe, not the breed.
It's more, yeah, it's more so the charcoals.
Oh, I thought it was a breed of chicken.
No.
Portuguese herbs.
It's not herbs. It's a flame grill method. The point is, I can very easily eat a half. I think I could eat a full. I just need the time.
Why do you want to do that?
I just need the time. You know, with this festival, you're doing four different shows.
I'm going to fucking eat a full chook, all right? So thank you.
There it is.
Come back on the last night of Festival Club. That's what Becky's going to do on the last night of Festival Club.
I'm coming back to square, a two-digit number. Full chook.
You brought up the Coles. You know how you get the supermarket roast chook?
Plastic bag.
Yeah, my dad buys that every week. He calls it the bachelor's handbag. That's what he calls it. Like...
How does your mum feel about
very,
that?
Very
well, mums—they don't live together, so he'll have that. It's fine. He'll have that five times a week, and every single phone call, he'll tell me where he's up to in the rotation.
The worst thing, and I think we all know this about the bachelor's handbag, and this is like incentive to eat it in one sitting, because I'm a fiend for them. I love them, but I'll eat half, and then the next day that fucking jelly.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's how you know you're hungover, if you're just flicking that away.
That's good, because your dad can put his hand in a bag and pretend he has a woman. Anyway, I'm off.
You should have just slammed the mic down.
By the way, in the audience, how many people who have to go to work tomorrow? Give us a cheer. When you're at work tomorrow, can you tell people that I went and saw a podcast, five people talking about roast chooks. It was really good. Anyway, okay. Question 8. Who, for fun, used to get kids to throw sticks into the spokes of their bike while they were riding it?
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Becky.
No, it was Jason Byrne.
Hey. Yes, Sean. That'll test the eye.
That is a...
I only guessed Becky because after seeing fucking puppies murdered, what else is there?
That is a hell of a skill. Like, we would cyclists... So all the guys who just sit in the wall and then you get your bike... and they go, right, go, right? And you cycle by them and they just throw loads of sticks and stuff into the spokes. And if they got caught, you'd go over the top of the handlebars.
Fuck.
Isn't that a sport in Ireland?
Well, yeah, it's called
the
spokey.
This is the kind of shit that we're going to tell kids.
Yeah.
And
they're
like, we've got the internet. And we're like, no, but
we there was like a river where I lived, right? And it was quite deep, like the bank was quite deep. And my mates convinced me to do an Evel Knievel jump. And I cycled on grass towards the river on a BMX as fast as I could. And I just went down the hill into the river.
Oh, that's bloody beautiful. Gravity.
I didn't even leave the ground.
Your friends should be doing comedy.
Yeah. I just cycle into a river.
So as a kid, you were doing that where your son, Hamish, has a net around his trampoline. So it's a bit of a...
Oh, no.
I would have cemented that river. Do you know what? There'd be foam pellets on top of it.
Sure. When I was in school, like in the 80s, we had those big trampolines. But they're not allowed in schools anymore because they're so dangerous. And there's no nets.
With exposed springs.
Yeah. So the kids were just bouncing off them, falling off them, hitting the concrete floor. The teacher coming over going, what the... What are you doing? We fell off. And he goes, stop falling off it and put you back on again. Like, that's what you mean. You can't stop falling off it because it's making you go off.
Yes.
And the teachers, again.
You really struggled with gravity, didn't you?
Yeah.
Pushing me in a river. It's bouncing me off the chair.
No. But the teachers were just so fucking drunk and stupid and all. They just thought they had to, you know, use
bring
it.
Bring in frozen peasants to saw in half. Yeah. You know?
The other one.
Pheasants. Not peasants.
No peasants, right?
No, not peasants.
That was Ireland 100 years ago.
Jesus, Sean.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was when the English used to own it.
And our final question for the game. Oh, thanks, mate. Are you a reviewer? Great. Okay. Our final question is, who won a bodybuilding contest? Who here won a bodybuilding contest?
Merp, Jason, yes, yes. Sean.
No, it was Hamish Blake.
Thank you.
Hang on. Was this with your fucking hot feet again?
Let's not bring it up, guys. It's no big deal that I won the heavyweight Mr. New York State 2011 bodybuilding championship.
What's the catch? What happened?
What's that?
Did you actually put on muscle?
What would you ask what happened? I just won. I entered a bodybuilding contest
for
strong, fit men, and
we
I won.
We need information.
Okay. And Why would you think there's a loophole?
I'm suspicious of all these titles he keeps giving himself.
Yeah.
Sorry, square numbers.
The big question is, how many other contestants?
You found the loophole. We went to film a thing for TV and we were like, what would happen if we, I'm going to go in as a civilian with these bronzed men. And I wasn't the most popular guy there on the day because these guys have like worked for years and sacrificed everything to look that ridiculous. And although this was the Mr. New York State Championship, unbeknownst to the organisers, there was another more prestigious bodybuilding contest on at the time in Upper New York State. So pretty much everyone had gone to that. There was only 8 guys at our bodybuilding contest. And I was the only guy that weighed over 100 kilos, which was the heavyweight division. So at the end of the day, as we were packing up our gear to leave, going, that was fun, I just heard the announcer going, and the winner of the heavyweight is, I can't believe I'm saying this, it's Hamish Blake. Like, I fucking won a bodybuilding championship.
That's so good.
I actually...
Beautiful.
Just quickly... I won a disco dancing competition in Ireland, and I was the only contestant. Yeah, thank you.
At the end of the game, the scores are Jason Byrne on 0 points, everyone.
Oh, wow. That is a skill. That is a skill. To actually, your maths must really like that.
Sean, can square it.
Sean Patton on 1 point. Go for Sean.
I'll take it.
Becky Lucas on 5 points. So our winner on 8 points is Hamish Blake. Oh.
Square root of 64. What?
Good game.
We can share, yeah?
Good game.
What's that?
We can share the points, yeah?
Oh, man, you have more. I don't care.
Just.
No, hard fought, keeping it.
It's a sellout
for these guys as they go and take a piss.
Have a good night.
Thank you all for coming out to see Don't You Know Who I Am? I'm Israel. Till next time. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.